And happy Monday to you. You're tuning into the Power Hour. For those of you who seem to be lost out there, there's a few of us that are, but hopefully you're dialing in. This is Dave Krieger in the Power Hour. So good to have you on the broadcast today. We got some interesting topical conversation. Lots happening over the weekend. First, of course, we should let you know that Janet Levy will be joining us in the noon hour. And for those of you who do not have internet access, you certainly can dial us up because we have an internet line you can listen to us on. That's right. It does work that way. We do have an internet line you can listen to us on. And so for those of you that want to join in the show, you can call us up at 844-769-2944. And that will get you into the broadcast booth, right? So you can talk to us and engage in a little social intercourse, discussion of any of the subject matter that we are talking about. In the meantime, for those of you who are deep into Willard Water products, we've got 10% off. 10% off, that's right, of all the Willard water products, that's right, this week, including the 16-ounce Water Clear, Water Dark, and the topical aloe gel from Willard Water. We also have a buy one, get one on the Tranquil products today, all through the month of December, free while supplies last. And, of course, Janet Levy, when she comes on in the noon hour, is going to be especially targeting the Rittenhouse case and how he has been demonized, the Vaxport tyranny, the Great Reset, the war on conservatives. Just so you know, you're not alone here. There are other people that are paying very close attention to what's going on. We also have another whole lineup of hosts this week, or rather hosts, I should say, guests. We have a lot of people joining the show. That's right. A lot of people joining the show. And we're looking up the notes here. We have lots and lots of show notes coming at me all at once, which is rather interesting. But Janet will be here today. We have Paul Alexander coming on Wednesday, he will be joining us. And for those of you who cannot have internet available to you, because some of you listen by radio, but they only carry the first hour of the show, you can dial up on the phone line, 631-359-8232, and you can listen to the entire program. And if you happen to be in your office and you want to dial us up just so you can feel important, like you're talking to somebody and take up 2 hours of your time, you can use the listen by phone line, 631-359-8232. Hans von Spakovsky is going to be joining us on Tuesday. Now, I know a lot of you feel like you are disenfranchised because of what happened last November of 2020. And Hans has a new book out. He's going to be talking about the election fraud. That's going to be followed by Ben Swan of Sovereign Media. It's always nice to hear some of the Sovereign Media folks. I actually should get on there and set up a website, because then I'd be joining the ranks of Candace Owens and other people like that, who I've been watching their videos. It's rather interesting. Of course, Paul Alexander will join us on Wednesday. John Willard will be talking about the water goodies on Wednesday as well. Steve Wahlberg will be joining us on Friday. And that's just what's on tap right now. Steve, of course, is going to be talking about the corona panic. And hopefully we will get some clarification there, because there are things you can do to increase your immune system protection by sprouting. That's right. And we're not talking about sprouting drugs. We're talking about sprouting seeds and eating healthy. That's a good thing. People want to know how I can build my immune system. Well, supplements is one thing, but eating right is another. And so we want to let you know that this is extremely important. And because of the fact the Power Mall is now on Facebook, you can communicate with us on Facebook. Facebook.com/The Power Mall. And we also have another website, Power Hour Nation, on Facebook as well that you can dial into. We're on Twitter as well, twitter.com/PowerHourNation. That's twitter.com/PowerHourNation. And you can follow us there. We have so many different ways of following us on the Power Hour. And of course, you can donate to the Power Hour. Buy us a cup of coffee on the powerhour.com. You can do that. You can call Jay at 877-817-9829. Buy products from the Power Mall, which goes to help keep us on the air and keep that news coming, because that's extremely important. News is extremely important, especially in the world we live in now, because things are very problematic out there. Mayor Bill de Blasio, even though he is not going to be the mayor after January, he's still flexing his political muscle to screw with the residents of New York City. He claims that New York City, according to RT, is a global leader when it comes to COVID-19 recovery, and he justifies that with vaccine mandates and incentives. And of course, this does not come without protests. The private sector employee vaccine mandate, of course, as he announced on Twitter, instead of one vaccine dose, the new mandate's going to require two. Kids aged 5 to 11 are also going to have proof of vaccination to be able to enjoy indoor dining, entertainment, and fitness. And speaking of entertainment, I had my first run-in with the vaccine mandate. I went to a concert with a friend of mine Saturday night, got a phone call. He says, hey, I got an extra ticket. You want to go? I said, sure. Who would he go see? Yeah, we're going to go see Sammy Hagar. And he's playing with one of Van Halen's bass players, Michael Anthony, and John Bonham. You remember him from Led Zeppelin days? Well, his son Jason Bonham was playing drums for Sammy Hagar. And so we get down there, and there's a line all the way around the block to get in. And we see these big signs posted right at the front door. No proof of vaccination, you don't get in. And we're like, ooh, that's a twist. That's the first time I've ever seen it in downtown San Antonio. And I'm just like, well, it's kind of a blue city, kind of. Not fully, because there's hardly anybody out there wearing masks. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, if they're all going to go into this concert hall, they're all going to be vaccinated, and they might all be either A, asymptomatic, or B, potentially shedding, which means they're spinning off the virus. A lot of them got their boosters, and we're hearing rumors about, you know, people who've gotten boosted. Well, they're kind of like able to spread this junk around for 46 days. So I've been told by some well-meaning health professionals out there. A lot of this stuff is not fully vetted and fully proven. It's just what we're hearing. So it's just food for thought. You can do the research. We always want you to do the research. But when we got to the front door, of course, we ended up at the box office getting into a big argument. My buddy got in a big argument with the box office holder because the stuff is not in plain large print where you can read it, like debt collection notices where the government with the FDCPA has said you have to have all this stuff in big bold type. Well, being vaccinated, doubly vaccinated with proof of it was not listed when my buddy bought these two, and he spent a lot of money into the hundreds of dollars for these tickets. And nope, sorry, no refunds. You should have known. You should have read the fine print. Well, wait a minute. That's not right. I mean, the FTC certainly would have something to say about that. So a word to the wise, lesson learned. Check and read the fine print before you buy anything to go anywhere. And I'll tell you why. Because, see, there are things going on now with COVID-19, and it's just not that you're going to be denied. It's just the potential for all of those people that have been doubly vaccinated getting into a closed area. And if one person happens to be sick and they start coughing or hacking like Joe Biden's been doing all week long, you got to wonder whether or not they're passing something around that maybe you don't want. Check this out. COVID-19 outbreak reported on U.S. cruise ship. That's right. And all the passengers and crew were fully vaccinated. And they got outbreaks on Norwegian cruise lines. The ship disembarked in New Orleans, according to officials. All of them were fully vaccinated, according to Louisiana Department of Health. The agency, of course, didn't reveal the conditions of those who were infected with the virus. Governor John Bel Edwards, the Louisiana Department of Health, the city of New Orleans, and the port of New Orleans are all aware and are working with the CDC to initiate existing COVID-19 agreements and protocols with the cruise line, according to the Department of Health. The Norwegian breakaway cruise ship had left New Orleans on November 28th, making stops in Mexico, Honduras, and Belize. It was set to reach New Orleans December 5th, according to its itinerary. Authorities with the Department of Health stated more than 3,200 people were on board that ship. And, of course, they've been adhering to all the appropriate quarantine and isolation protocols as these new cases and exposures have been identified aboard the vessel, according to the statement. However, it just goes to show you along the same line of thought that I just promulgated here with going to a rock concert and being in a closed area. And see, being at a rock concert in the Aztec Theater, which is where this was in downtown San Antonio, you can look it up and possibly look at the interior to see how crammed in like sardines. And what was really funny is I asked my buddy, hey, where are these tickets to? What part of the auditorium? Where are we going to be seated? He says, oh, we're not. We're in the mosh pit. And I go, oh, yeah, right. Like what happened over there in Houston with all those people being crushed to death? And the Travis Scott, the performer, did nothing to stop it. And now he's being sued left and right, which I guess he deserves that. But that's my opinion. You may not think it's necessary, but I think if I was in the front row or I was on stage and I saw people being crushed to death in the front row, I'd stop the concert and say, hey, we have a moral responsibility to protect these people. These people are in trouble. People need to quit pushing. Just stop where you are. But he didn't do that. He just kept on going because it was all about him. That's the way the self-centered society is working these days. It's very difficult when you got me, me, me going on out there. There's a lot of people out there that feel very entitled. And by gosh, by golly, that's just the way life is sometimes. We have to try to think past their behavior. Just like the behavior of the couple that went out on Black Friday and purchased a gun. And it was to be given to their son for Christmas. And instead of locking it up and controlling what their son was doing, they made the gun allegedly accessible to the son. And the son goes out and shoots up a school in Michigan, in Oakland County. So, and I'm just, you know, not reading this stuff verbatim. I am just talking about the fact that the parents have also been charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter, and because of the alleged death threats that they were getting and the harm they thought they were facing, they decided to seek shelter in Detroit and went hiding in a warehouse. And of course, they were apprehended eventually by law enforcement. And now the parents, along with the shooter, their 15-year-old son, Ethan Crumbly, who was charged with four counts of first-degree murder, one count of terrorism causing death, seven counts of assault and firearms charges. The four charges of involuntary manslaughter were leveled against the parents, and now they're all sitting in the same jail, but not the same cell, and they are not being permitted to communicate with each other. They're all separately under suicide watch out of an abundance of caution, according to Sheriff Bouchard. We have nothing to lead us to believe that anybody has any mental health challenges so far, he said during a news conference. They indicate no interest or desire to hurt themselves. Well, they pled not guilty. The parents did. Why would you think that they would want to kill themselves? They have a case that they have to defend. They have charges they have to defend themselves against. That is the way the law works. We know the parents didn't pull the trigger. And I would assume that the liberal media will probably demonize them. Hey, but it's not over yet. It's not over yet. Because the prosecutor is thinking about, and I'm saying thinking about, I use that term loosely, going after school officials and charging them with involuntary manslaughter because they didn't do the right thing and make the parents get counseling for the kid. Now, they just turn them loose on the parents. The parents says, pat him on the back, say, okay, Ethan, you can go back to school. Just behave yourself. Have a nice day. So what does he do? Takes the gun to school and starts shooting up the place. Well, In Texas, I just, as a little footnote here, if you allow your child out on the street at night and you don't know what they're doing and they decide they're going to go out and they're going to gang on a house and they're going to TP a house, the law in Texas is the parents are responsible to the tune of $3,000 per roll of toilet paper their kid throws on a house and desecrates a house with toilet paper. It's $3,000 damages the parents are responsible for paying. It's right there in the family code. Maybe if these parents were smart, they wouldn't go on social media and brag about the fact they bought him a gun on Black Friday. Which that brings a whole nother thing out because, you know, they do Black Lives Matter doesn't want anybody shopping at white businesses, but yet they call it Black Friday. What happened to White Friday? Oh, darn, I must be a white supremacist because they call it Black Friday. Oops. You know, see, we're getting into semantics here and people are playing word games. And no matter what it is, whatever tradition we have, Black Friday was notably a day after Thanksgiving kind of thing where the merchants of the earth would get together and offer some sort of discounts on their lost leaders to get the public to come in and buy junk that maybe they don't need because, well, darn, they're hard up and they need to make some money this holiday season. Apparently Amazon did much better than most of the stores did. If you were a store in Chicago or LA, you probably got broken into and looted. And they just took what they wanted because they're all A, entitled, and B, it is, after all, Black Friday. So, you know, that's not being prejudiced. It's like these people are being so moronic in that they don't want to go out and pay for things because they feel like they deserve reparations. And then they shoot cops, too, in the process. You know, there was a media crew out there. I don't know if you heard about that poor policeman that was out there protecting the news crew when BLM and rioters were out there trying to steal their media equipment, their cameras and stuff. And when the officer stepped in, they shot him to death. He was a father and a husband. Did that need to happen? You know, it gets me that these blue state cities don't stick up for their law enforcement. And this is what happens as a result. The only time, it's really funny, the only time that things change is when the actual government officials themselves are affected by this. When one of their own gets murdered or hurt or assaulted, then things change. And not until. Because they realize, okay, why did it have to happen to us? Well, you allowed it to happen to everybody else. So they just decided, well, equal protection of the law, right? Whatever's fair, what's good for the goose, right? It's one of those things. If you're going to put these kinds of mandates and lock people down and deprive people of their liberties, well, all hell breaks loose and you're partially to blame. All you people in Pennsylvania, we're calling for another dark winter. Your utility bills are set to jump as much as 50% beginning this month, according to the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission. They don't abbreviate it PUC for no reason. Most Pennsylvania regulated electric utilities are adjusting the price they charge for the generation portion of customers' bills December 1 for non-shopping customers, also known as the price to compare. So this is going to vary by utility and level of individual usage, according to PUC. It's crazy as it is, we all expected this was going to happen. And why is that? Well, part of it is because the Keystone XL pipeline was shut down. And notice now, news reports are indicating in the mainstream media that the Biden administration is now going to start enforcing the Remain in Mexico policy. Isn't that amazing? They let a couple million people through the border with all sorts of gobbledygook, COVID potentials, whatnot, untested, unvaccinated. Now, we all have to get vaccinated, but they don't. And they get to just roam the countryside. And, you know, father of four gets murdered in Jacksonville, Florida. They're dumping off illegal aliens by the hundreds. They don't have to take a test. They don't have to raise their right hand. Oh, no, the Biden administration will give them all sorts of amnesty incentives for coming into the country with their Biden T-shirts on. Makes you wonder where they got those T-shirts. In the meantime, politicians and local activists in the country of Jordan. Oh, there's some people there that are in deep doo-doo, folks. A Jordanian court, according to Al Jazeera. It's amazing we got to get our news from there. But, you know, sometimes they're pretty right on. Sometimes they're more right on than the mainstream U.S. news media. But five senior health officials have been sentenced to 3 years in jail for causing the death of 10 COVID-19 patients following an oxygen outage in a big state hospital, according to state media. A court on Sunday found the former director of the state hospital and four of his senior aides responsible for the deaths. So they're all going to do time. These patients, all 10 of them who were being treated in a hospital in Salt, a city west of the capital of Amman, died in March when the staff failed to act after oxygen ran out in a COVID-19 ward for nearly an hour. They're going to appeal the verdict, of course. Within 10 days they have to do that. We'll see. See what happens with that. You gotta love Conor McGregor. You know who he is, UFC legend. Breitbart is reporting that Conor McGregor, and I got to watch the video, which is really funny because the show producers here at the Power Hour sent me the video to watch. There was some expletives and some items tossed from the stage as Conor McGregor was slamming the EU, declaring that forced vaccine is a war crime. And he slammed the EU and its lapdogs and the Irish government for it. The UFC's first simultaneous two-weight world champion made the statement after Neil Richmond, a politician from Ireland's governing Fine Gael party, had tried to needle him over his statement that it was, quote, time to talk about Ireland leaving the EU on Twitter. You'll do that, according to his catchphrase. Gotta love it when that happens. More news coming here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
It's 11:32 in the morning, Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. That's right. This is Monday, December 6th, 2021. And for those of you listening to that date, it means it's a repeat broadcast and you cannot call in 844-769-2944. If you are listening live right now between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Central Time, that is the number to call in. Chime in. Let us know what you're thinking. 844-769-2944. Janet Levy will be joining us in the next hour. We'll have a lot of different diatribe, and we want you to call in and talk to Janet. She's got a social welfare background, and this is a good time to get some healing in. And so if you're really upset about a lot of things, maybe Janet can add a little clarity to your life. Speaking of clarity, Breitbart is reporting that China is on a big spending spree to beef up its military, now 50% larger than India, Japan, Taiwan, and Southeast Asia combined. Now, what do you think they'd want to do that for? Do you think they have their eyeball on Joe? You think Sleepy Joe? You think they want to catch him napping and they might come in and try to take over America? You just never know. I mean, this is the thing. Spend, spend, spend. They just take that money coming off that printing press like there's nobody's business. A report by the Lowy Institute in Australia shows that in 2021, China achieved just that, as other reports indicate. Beijing is looking to establish its first permanent military presence on the Atlantic Ocean in the tiny Central African country of Equatorial Guinea. Here's the thing. When you have all of these countries in a big world of hurt and you have a big military power that can come in and throw lots and lots of money at them and make their economy survive, and the United States is just sitting there sleeping, and I'm talking about the government, not us. We're awake, trust me, all of our Power Hour listeners, as well as 85 million of people who voted for Donald Trump in the last election, they're all awake, and they're all very mad. I would use the PO'd word, but, you know, we're also on radio as well as streaming, so I'm really trying to contain myself as far as the expletives. We don't want to be that graphic here, and we appreciate you not doing that when you call in. But understand, China is looking like it's in second place right now behind the United States in its military strength. But they are looking to work toward the goal of exceeding what we are doing here. It just gets worse for the Cuomosexuals. That's the term I like to use. It was actually not my term. I didn't coin it. I just like hearing it when they said Cuomosexuals. Because not only has Chris Cuomo been suspended from CNN, he's now been fired after reports surfaced from an attorney contacting the news network saying, hey, by the way, we have somebody that is now accusing Chris of sexually assaulting them. Oh, there's just the hits just keep on coming, don't they, folks? I mean, what is this, running the family? Eddie in Missouri, how you doing today, sir?
Doing very good. Thank you. Last Friday, he was talking about Pfizer having a report that they was killing people, and they didn't want to release it for
55 years
or something. I'm sorry, how long?
55 years.
55 years.
That's right.
Can that report be obtained anywhere? Thank you.
Actually, it can. And what they've done, see, this was a Freedom of Information Act request that was filed with Pfizer. And Pfizer was told you have to respond. I mean, the Freedom of Information Act, because of the fact that they are funded and they're participating in a government program, and obviously taxpayer dollars are paying Pfizer right now for every jab they put out. And so what's going on here is that, look, we want to know what's going on with the VAERS system. We want to know how many people have been killed. We want to know all about your trials. We want to know every little thing about it, what adverse events happened in the trials. And so what Pfizer's trying to do is they went to federal court to get a judge to try to stop all that so they wouldn't have to release the information, asking them to extend the date out 55 years into the future. And the federal judge, who I guess was in his right mind and thinking, said, I don't think so. Freedom of Information Act request says you have to respond and get that out to them in a certain period of time. And so now they're starting to release some of these reports. And last week, I believe, we put out some of that information on thepowerhour.com, where you could actually go to the archives and access one of the first PDFs. It was 38 pages long that talked all about the adverse events and the deaths, and there were a lot of them. So, yes, they are required to start producing those documents. And I think if you do a search on DuckDuckGo and look into the Freedom of Information Act request documents from Pfizer, you may find a lot of those things posted online now, because they are trying to get these things out to the American public and make everybody aware as quickly as possible, Eddie. So I hope that answers your question.
Very good. Thank you very much.
I appreciate your call. Thanks so much. Anything else on your mind, or are you going to go out and just have a wonderful day today?
I'll listen to what everybody else has to say. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much for calling. All right, there you have it. And like I said, hey, the phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. Janet Levy will be joining us in the top of the next hour. If you are in the White House, you may have noticed that within the last 48 hours, it's been a regular shift show for Vice President Kamala Harris, as news broke last Friday that four of her staff are putting as much distance between them and their boss. Media outlets at home are lining up to excoriate her job performance. The London Daily Telegraph led the charge on Sunday with an opinion piece querying just what future Harris, a career politician, has in Washington, the most archly political city on the planet. Columnist Freddie Gray observed Harris has made such a mess of the various roles she's been assigned to as VP, from stopping migration at the southern border to leading the charge on vaccines. Some figures in Washington are reportedly considering the nuclear option of moving her to the Supreme Court. That's not happening, folks. The Republicans on the Senate committee that handles all of that, they are not going to tolerate this. The full Senate will rear their ugly head and say, no way she's going to get on the court. I don't see it happening. The woman is, well, I call her giggles for a reason, folks. She's a bumbling idiot. She has not done anything that she has been assigned to do. She is not, I mean, her ratings, look at it, 28% of people think she's doing a great job. And I don't know what kind of crack those 28% are smoking, but, you know, I would wonder why her numbers aren't lower than that. I mean, it's a mess in Washington. Fox News contributor Joe Concha, I love this guy, the way he talks, branded her office a sinking ship after news broke another member of her staff, chief spokesman Simone Sanders, announced she's going to move elsewhere by year's end, as Breitbart reported. So, I mean, it's coming in from all sectors of the media, folks, as much as Chris is now joining his brother Andrew in the ranks of the unemployed after sexual assault allegations were levied against him. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than this. Like I said, it must run in the family. I don't know. There's another thing for the parents. The parents now, and all of you parents, I'm talking to you homeschoolers as well, because the homeschool parents, they got the right idea. The charter school parents have the right idea. They want to get their kids out of the mainstream mess that's going on. And I am not poking like Dave Chappelle did at the LGBTQ community. I thought it meant let's get Biden to quit, but apparently that hadn't gotten around yet, that vernacular. But apparently what's going on in public schools now is if your kid goes to school and he's a little confused about his sexuality or her sexuality, well, this is what the school districts are looking at. They're targeting any statements or any comments the teachers have been told. Hey, let the school administrators know that, you know, maybe somebody's feeling a little uncomfortable about their sexuality and we need to yank them into an office and have a little grilling session and find out whether or not somebody's suffering from gender dysphoria. I'm serious. And there's nothing the parents can do about it. It's a clandestine meeting. And they yank your kid in and they say, is it true that you want to be, you're not your sex, you don't feel good about your sex? And we have a 12-year-old girl in Wisconsin at the Kettle Moraine School District, and she's been yanked into the offices and being asked, well, what restroom do you want to use, honey? You know, do you want to make a social gender transition? And they're doing this all without the parents' consent. Mom and dad has no idea what this 12-year-old girl is being asked. Do you want to have a sex change, honey? You know, would you, do you want to become like Chaz, you know, Chaz Bono? Do you, you want to become like Chaz? Well, we can certainly arrange for that. Let's brainwash you first. I mean, this sort of thing, according to the Daily Caller News Foundation, this is going on in all 50 states. So you parents, I mean, it's bad enough that the librarians in Virginia have allowed these pedophilia books to come back onto the school shelves even after the parents protested it. The librarians are talking it up like, oh, yeah, well, that's cool. They want to put it on there. Let the kids come in and read it. Well, see, this is all part of the woke movement, and it's going completely against. It's a cancer, according to Bernadette Broyles, president and general counsel of the Child and Parents' Rights Campaign. The Daily Caller News Foundation is reporting that this attorney who is representing Jeff and January Littlejohn in a lawsuit alleges that Leon County Schools in Florida began helping their 12-year-old daughter transition without their consent after their daughter experienced gender dysphoria during the spring and summer of 2020. Mrs. Littlejohn told the Daily Caller she emailed her daughter's math teacher explaining that they weren't affirming at home, but that they didn't feel like we could stop our daughter from using a nickname. However, weeks later, Mrs. Littlejohn told the Daily Caller her daughter made a shocking revelation while being picked up from school, saying, Mom, I had a meeting today about my name, and they asked me which restroom I wanted to use. Obviously, Mrs. Littlejohn was really PO'd, and she was confused. She asked the daughter to elaborate. What are you talking about? I didn't know anything about a meeting. So she emails the guidance counselor, and what happened? She was contacted by the assistant principal, which she thought was odd. And then they told her that her daughter was now protected by law under a non-discrimination law, that they couldn't give me any information. This is according to Mrs. Littlejohn, because her daughter, who was 13 at the time, had to be the one to authorize notification or attendance at the meeting. Since when is her daughter an adult that has these rights? I guess the school districts has forgotten about offspring and how this works under common law. A guide for employees of Leon County Schools in addressing LGBTQ students shared with the DCNF by the Child and Parents' Rights Campaign includes the question, a student has exhibited behavior in school, leading administrators or teachers to believe the student is LGBTQ+. Plus, should the parents or legal guardians be notified? No. Outing a student, especially to parents, can be very dangerous to the student's health and well-being. Oh, so it's all about the school districts, huh? This is one of the reasons why you homeschool students out there should be very happy that you are in a Christian atmosphere. Because look at the hell that these parents of public school students are being put through. It's nuts. And if you don't stand up right now, your kids are all going to be turned into something you might not want them to be turned into. And all they got to do is make some sort of blunt comment that they're not happy with their name, or they don't like the way they're dressing. They wish they could wear a skirt. And see, if you wear a skirt in Virginia in a public school in Loudoun County, it's likely that the school administrators are going to cover up anything that your son or daughter might do or might be involved in if some boy wearing a skirt decides to sexually assault teenagers. It's one of these rare occasions that you have the opportunity to speak up, and this is it. This is how you change things, folks, is you get vocal. You file Open Records Act requests, and you don't let these school boards get to second base with your kids. Bob Dole would be turning over in his grave if he got a wind of that. He passed away at the ripe old age of 98. His family confirmed on December 5th. Former Republican U.S. Senator from Kansas. I had the pleasure of meeting him at one point in time at a campaign rally when I was working in the media in Kansas City. He's a nice guy. For 30 years, he was a senator for Kansas. In 1976, he was Gerald Ford's VP nominee. The pair were then defeated by then Democratic Party presidential candidate Jimmy Carter and his running mate Walter Mondale. And of course, as you know, the Carter administration ended up in a big snafu when President Reagan came in and took over after Carter was defeated in a landslide. ABC, anybody but Carter. Well, it's going to be anybody but Biden in 2022 when they try to get the Republicans in the House majority to where they can start impeachment proceedings against Biden, Harris, and I think the entire cabinet should be impeached. They're all a bunch of misfits. They have zero understanding of the way conservatives think and process information. No, they just want to use their own narratives and taunt us and make our lives miserable. But they're going to remain in Mexico. President Trump's policy, remain in Mexico. It looks like the Biden administration's going to have to be forced to go back to that again. Of course, they're not going to give that any credit whatsoever to President Trump. It's the way things work in Washington. Now, they're going to continue to demonize him and demonize the conservative movement here that wants the right thing to be done. The U.S. Court of Appeals of the Sixth Circuit has denied the federal government's motion to transfer the lawsuit challenging OSHA's vaccine or test mandate to a different court. And they also rejected the White House's bid to dissolve a stay on that mandate. Big blow to the Biden administration. You see, there are judges out there that are doing the right thing. Because the Sixth Circuit, of course, deems all of this to be unconstitutional. And it is. I'm a libertarian. I believe in the Constitution, and everybody has a right to say no to somebody else coming along and saying, hey, I want to stick this in your arm. Well, what is it? I'm not going to tell you, but it's safe and effective. Oh, the American Heart Association, one of the doctors there, put out an abstract that ended up on Twitter expressing concern over these mRNA vaccines and heart disease. And of course, Twitter has now posted an unsafe warning on the Twitter feed. A link to the abstract was posted on Thursday by Marina Medvin, a trial attorney and opinion columnist, and it was flagged by Twitter's system for screening and disclaiming content perceived as harmful. This link may be unsafe. Wow. Previously, this warning system was only used in the cases of spam, malware, risks, and other deceptive means of soliciting clicks or information. However, the scope has now been expanded to include violent and misleading content that could lead to real-world harm and certain categories of content. And, of course, so much for the truth. It doesn't matter about the truth. It's just how many shots can we get in their arm? How many people can we potentially affect adversely with this vaccine? There's been so many doctors that have come out and said, no, you can't take this. You shouldn't take this. You need to have informed consent. But the majority of the sheeple out there, not, how is the vaccine for you, my dear? Not bad. You know, the sheeple out there are basically saying, oh, well, the government says it. Lord God Fauci, the patron saint of Wuhan, says it. It must be true. So let's just go get the jab, shall we? Let's get 10 boosters. Why don't we just get 10 boosters? It won't hurt us. They're safe and effective. These people, like I said, this Omicron virus, it's, the anagram is moronic. And here's the thing. They're all trying to figure out this variant. And now they want to start up this gobbledygook again. Even though an ER doctor, Omar Hamada, said that the Omicron variant may provide natural immunity without inducing severe illness. The symptoms so far resemble more of a mild common cold in South Africa, yet, oh yeah, we need to lock everybody down. But here Hamada, who is an emergency room doctor and former U.S. Army Special Forces Lieutenant Colonel, said that even though we're seeing an uptick in the number of people affected, the severity of the disease seems to be at this point minimal. Long time ago, and I've interviewed Judy Mikovits, a scientist, on not only this show but other shows, and had dinner with her and got into a long, extensive conversation. And she told me, Dave, she said, here's the thing. As time progresses, what's going to happen here is that you will see this virus mutate to the point where it basically becomes totally ineffective. It's going to break down and break down and break down and break down to where it won't amount to anything. But the government is going to continue to ramp up every single opportunity they can to get people to take the jab. There's a reason behind it. And there is a toxicologist out there, Jancy Chun Lindsay, PhD, a molecular biologist and toxicologist. She's called for an immediate halt to COVID-19 vaccines due to multiple safety concerns, credibly saying the COVID jabs will cross-react with a retroviral envelope protein and reproductive genes in sperm, ova, and placenta in ways that may impair fertility and reproductive outcomes. In other words, all those people, all those men and women that got the shots, the younger ones especially, are going to be affected by this. In the case of the COVID shots, important animal studies that help ascertain toxic and systemic effects were not done. We're now seeing danger signals that are not being heeded. Preliminary safety results of the mRNA COVID shots used in pregnant women, published in April of 2021, revealed, you ready for the number, 82% miscarriage rate when the jab was administered during the first 20 weeks of pregnancy. Hey, you want to have an abortion? Yeah, just go take the jab. See, this is going to be the excuse. Wow. Crazy, isn't it? And not only that, but I mean, the CDC data reveal more than 300 kids between the ages of 12 and 18 have died from myocarditis. And we think those numbers are way higher. According to Harvey Risch, a Yale law professor at the School of Public Health and School of Medicine Department of Epidemiology and Public Health, and you've seen Harvey Risch on multiple channels. On Epic TV's American Thought Leaders program, Risch basically said and argued that by and large, the pandemic has been a degree of fear and people's response to it. And the more people fear, the more the government is like writhing their hands saying, good, it's working. The disease, according to Risch, the infection itself has affected relatively few people, so why are they making such a big to-do about it? We quickly learned who was at risk for the pandemic and who wasn't, according to Risch. The fear was manufactured for everybody, and that's what's characterized the whole pandemic, is that degree of fear and repeat people's response to it. Risch, of course, has authored more than 300 original peer-reviewed publications and was formerly a member of the board of directors for the American Journal of Epidemiology. And so you got to listen to people like this, because a lot of people are waking up, folks. This is the way it is. Lawrence Sellin in the Gateway Pundit in an article, identify two smoking guns supporting the conclusion that COVID was created in a lab. It was further proposed the spike proteins demonstrate high risk for human infection would be artificially combined with other bat coronavirus backbones. This, my friends, is exactly what Anthony Fauci told the Senate was not happening. Gain of function research. The man is a habitual liar and a sociopath and needs to be put in jail. But that's my opinion. Mercola's website is suggesting that COVID shots are the deadliest vaccines in medical history and suggest, according to data, 1 in 317 boys ages 16 to 17 are going to get myocarditis from the shots. And after the third booster, that number might even be higher. There's over 8,000 domestic deaths reported to bears. Everybody thinks those numbers are higher based on calculations of the government data. We think they're lying about how many people are dying of these vaccines. Of course, they don't want that happen. According to the report, 822 people per million fully vaccinated makes this more than 800 times deadlier than the deadliest vaccine in human history. We're going to have Janet Levy on with us after the top of the hour, 844-769-2944. Get that number ready to dial because we want you to call in. We're going to talk about a lot of things affecting your life today. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.